things over to God. And that's not what the third step talks about. It talks about the rebuilding of this faith that I have gotten in the second step, this belief that there's a higher power. And now I'm going to turn it over to the care, is what it says. For those of you who are grammarians, of God is a prepositional phrase and it doesn't mean anything. It's added on to the care. So again, it leaves me free to decide what kind of care it is. And as a child of two alcoholics, I did not believe anything or anyone would ever care for me. I had proof for years that no one was going to care for me, so I had to manage everything. And my life was way out of balance. But when the third step comes along and I get a chance to make a decision to turn in my will and my life over to the care, that's what I've been looking for all my life. Someone's going to care for me? You're kidding. So my sponsor has cared for me, my group has cared for me, the international conventions, these kind of conventions, people that I sit with at tables and make lifetime friends. I didn't even know that was going to happen. That kind of care has filled me up and healed me so much and made me believe that I could actually enter into a fearless moral inventory in four. And that's that word that I love in the fourth step. My sponsor would not allow me to pick up a pen until I was not going to beat myself up with it. I was not allowed to look at the immoral, horrible sister I had been to my younger brothers, or the terrible daughter I had been to my parents, or the awful boss I had been to my employees. It wasn't until I experience that there was nothing to be afraid of, that this lovely, caring, higher power was going to take my hand in the fourth step, and we were going to turn around and look backwards into my life, and this lovely, caring, higher power was going to say, Penny, that was a brilliant solution to that problem. How creative. What a great idea. Now, that was good for a 9-year-old. Would you like to continue doing that? You know, as a 24-year-old, as a 44-year-old, as a 64-year-old, as a 74-year-old, you know, I get all these choices, but I'm not bad, and that's really important to me, and I don't know that that gets stressed often enough in here, is that I am recovering from a family illness. I am not learning how to be a moral, upright human being. That's for church, or that's for faith, or that's for whatever your family is going to do for you. This is about recovering from a disease, and fear is what feeds the disease to me. Now, the picture for me of the disease is I live my entire life with this little monster that comes with me everywhere I go. It will never go away. It's a chronic illness. And this little monster has these long tentacles, and the tentacles come up, and they come across my eyes and make me see what is not really there. It tells me what I'm seeing. And it comes to my ears, and it says, no, I want you to listen to what I'm telling you they're saying. They're not really saying what they're saying. They're saying something else. Listen to me. And then it comes and covers my mouth and has me say things that I would never say, but my disease translates it for me. And that monster will never go away. I'm happy to know that I know that. And I also know that what it feeds on is shame and blame and guilt and fear. And so those aren't allowed in my life anymore. I have abstained from them. I cannot afford to have blame or shame or guilt or fear anywhere near me. So I often, in not knowing what to do with it, if it is surrounding me, I'll excuse myself from the table if that's what the conversation is about. Or I won't engage in a conversation where we're talking about what we're afraid of or what we know is going to happen. For other people, they might be able to do that. I just cannot. It's for my own health that I step away from that and I re-engage. I take some steps backwards and I remember I'm being cared for and that my higher power is higher than anybody else's higher power. So we will always win. We will always win. My heart will always be safe. I will always be cared for. And that's where I need to live. I don't need to be engaged in anything else. And I certainly don't need to keep feeding this monster. Because when I don't feed it, it just goes and sits in the corner and it waits for me to be hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And when I get to a place where something is disturbing.